Welcome to the Destiny Church Tees Valley podcast. As you listen, it is our prayer that you are transformed through faith, hope, and love.
Good morning. There we are. Excellent. I always help if it's switched on, doesn't it? There you go. Today, because we are doing a baptism service, I thought I would talk for a short while about baptism. But before that, we need to know a little bit about why we should get baptized. In other words, what is the precursor to it? And the precursor to it is that you have given your life to Jesus. And that's one of the things that so often in our, we see people get baptized, but you don't know whether when somebody gets baptized, as when you see somebody getting married, as to what the commitment level really is. Does that not say? So sometimes people say, I will choose to follow Jesus, but then it doesn't last for very long. As the same for some people that get married and it doesn't last for long. I remember working with a young lady. She was older than me at the time, I might add. She got married and it lasted a week. A whole week. Wow. That was some serious commitment there, wasn't it? Now, how can you become a Christian? Because one of the things that's really important for us to understand is when we get baptized, we're not becoming a Christian. It doesn't make us a Christian. It actually is we're trying to show something that's happened on the inside by an external event, much like marriage. Because in marriage, when you get married, you have prior to that day made a commitment to each other to spend your life together. You don't just date a girl or a boy and then the next week decide, oh, I've booked the marriage. I've booked a wedding. We're turning up. You plan it. You talk about it. You're probably nervous about it. You know what I mean? There's all sorts of things. But so prior to that, there's been a relationship growing. There has been a development. So when you actually come to get married, it's just a public declaration of and made before God, but as a covenant together, you're declaring that, aren't you? So like you would give each other a ring, the ring doesn't make you married, does it? My ring doesn't fit, I'm too fat now. But just because my ring's not on doesn't mean I'm not married, yes? So in other words, a baptism doesn't make you married. Doesn't make you married to Jesus. It doesn't make you a Christian. But what it does do, it is a ceremony. There is a declaration to everyone to say, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to put him first for the rest of my life. He will be the priority. He will be number one. I will be forsaking all others for him. Just as a bride on the wedding day is declaring that on that day and from that day onwards that he will be the one and only one. She will forsake all her previous boyfriends, all the other ones that she's flirted with, dated, spent time with, you know, sent presents, kissed, whatever. That is all forsaken on that day to say, I choose you. Yes? And for you ladies, you will probably think, yes, and maybe I should have thought more about it. But there you go. And that's why when we're talking about baptism, this is the event that is saying before us as a congregation, before the world, before God, he's saying, I choose you. I forsake all others, and I am going to cling to you. And that, I think, is so essential for us, is to understand that until we have accepted Christ as Savior, that we truly believe in him And our believing in him is something that's not based on feelings. Scripture's very clear that says to us that is that you're saved when you believe in your heart and confess with your lips. In other words, there's a confession of saying I'm a Christian, but there's also that believing in your heart. You've got to believe that God is right, that God has sent Jesus, that when Jesus came and died on the cross, that he paid the price for your sins. And so the key is in salvation is understanding that you can never earn it. It can't be worked at. You know, it's amazing how many times that I'm sure that you do as well as I do. I talk to people and they say, oh, yes, I'm a Christian. I say, oh, are you right? Which church do you go to? I don't, but my mum goes to church. So in other words, it's by a Christian by heritage. It's, you know, it's somebody else does it, maybe by proxy or whatever. Others I've talked to and they've said to us, well, they belong to a certain Christian faith, whether they're Catholics or Baptists, whatever, you know, I'm such, they fill in the blank, as if like that saves you, but it doesn't, does it? So in other words, it's no good saying that I'm like, we're Pentecostal, no good saying I'm a Pentecostal, because that doesn't save you, that doesn't mean that you're a Christian, does it? Eh? You could come to church all your life, yes? Everybody thinks you're a Christian, but actually, unless you believed in your heart that Jesus died for you, that he rose again from the dead, and that he is preparing a home in heaven, then everything else is meaningless. And this is why it's an understanding that on baptism, it's a change that is transformative. So in other words, when we get married, we don't just marry the person we're marrying, we marry into that family. I don't know if you're still smiling at that point, but there you go. So, in other words, you are becoming part of a new family. So when Kath married me, for example, she became a Harris. I don't know how she copes with that, but that's one of the things. But what I'm saying is, now that's often the way our legal terms go for us, and things are changing very much these days, and the ladies are being able to keep their maiden names or whatever, but that's not the point. But one of the things about changing your name is when you become a Christian, you change your name. Now there is a name that you're given when you give your life to Christ that we don't know, but God knows, because he gives every one of us a new name, and he writes that name, that he is the new name that he's given us, in the Lamb's Book of Life. He has a book in heaven, and he's writing about you and me. I think that's fantastic, isn't it? To think that actually that God is so interested in me that he's written my name down for all eternity. He's never going to forget about me. And I think that's something that's powerful, isn't it? So that's what we're believing in, that we have to accept Christ as Savior. We have to believe in him. We have to confess our sins. We have to realize that every one of us have blown it. We are all sinners. No, there's no exceptions to it. I know you don't think I ever do anything wrong. I know you all think that I'm absolutely, you know, the perfect person. But if you were to talk to Kath for probably a good 5 minutes, you would probably come away with a long list of things, because we are all think we have wrong thinking, and that turns into wrong actions, doesn't it? And so we can do all sorts of things. So it's important, because we've got to, when we have our baptism service, it's then a living out of what we have professed, what we have declared as a promise to our new husband, as it were, to the groom, Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the head of the church, and we become part of the church when we give a life to him. It's like just like a marriage ceremony, that once we do that, we become part of his family. And part of his family means that we want to please the family. We want to be part of it, want to play our part in the family. So when you make this declaration, and these young guys are going to make this declaration this morning, This declaration is one that maybe they will never repeat, unless maybe they go to Israel and they want to have another go in the Dead Sea or something like that, or the Jordan and baptize themselves or whatever. Or sometimes you find a wife gets saved and then later say the husband gets saved and they want to baptize together. It's not like you do it for once and you can never do it again, yes? But it's not something you're going to do every week, okay? But whereas the other sacrament that we have, of course, is communion. And they're the two things that Jesus gave us, that we would commemorate him, that we would understand our allegiance to him. That's what baptism about, is that these guys are going to go up and say, today my allegiance is to Christ and to Christ alone. So even when you get married, you understand that that marriage comes under the allegiance to Jesus Christ. And so everything that you do in your life, whether you get married or you don't get married, yes, and you probably might be happier single, but there you go. It's all about living that out. Amen? And so that's what God is wanting us to do. So baptism is important to us because you're making an oath. The Roman soldiers at the time when Jesus was around and Paul the Apostle and these, they would make an oath to the emperor. And it was an oath that they made for life. It was an oath that they declared that that emperor would be first, would be priority. Now, it's not that they didn't have any other activities going on in their life, but they made an oath to them. And that's what baptism is. It's a public oath, public ceremony, declaring that Jesus is now number one in our life. And so that's important for us to understand that, isn't it? That we do that. So baptism represents a number of things. One of the things is that we do baptism by full immersion, as they did in the New Testament, as they've done through most of the years. In fact, some of the denominations that often do the sprinkling thing, I think they're environmentalists are trying to save water. But those that do their things, what I find is that now I'm reading quite a lot of things that where they're returning to full immersion. Quite a number of things that they're doing. They're trying to go back to this because it best, and in their words, in one Catholic article I was reading, that they were saying it best describes the death and resurrection of a believer. Because the Bible talks about us when we are baptized, we are buried with him and we rise up to new life in him. That's fantastic, isn't it? Yes. So this is an easy death in some ways, okay, because we don't hold you under for too long, okay? We don't wait until there's no more bubbles coming out, okay? We don't wait till you're blue in the face or whatever it might be. Yes, it's a quick in and out. It's because it's not the amount of time spent in the water or under the water, it's the dedication and it's the symbolism that it represents. Amen? So that's what they do. So when they walk into the baptism, they are walking into their grave, symbolically. Yes? They are walking to their death. They are saying, I'm dead to my old life. I'm not no longer going to be looking back any longer at the pleasures, the pastimes, the people that I once looked to. I'm not going to be looking at my old hobbies and haunts. I'm not going to be thinking the way I did. I'm not going to be associating with the same kind of people or places or that kind of thing. I am entering in. I am dying. I am dying to my old self. Because just like a seed, when it goes into the ground, has to die, but when it raises up and multiplies, it produces many seeds, and it produces new life. So in its death, it produces life, and life abundantly. And that's exactly what happens here, is we're like a seed going into the ground, and when we die to self and we rise up in with Christ, we become new in him. We actually produce a harvest. We our lives become so much different, so much alive. They become vibrant. You see, Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have life abundantly. That means to say without Jesus, you are not living. You are existing, but you don't fully know life without Jesus because you cannot, because he is life. So that's what happens when they go into here. We won't put the lids back on while they're still in. Okay. Why do we not just put the lids on? Other than we'd all end up in prison, but other than that. Well, the reason is because it's not just about death, is it? It's about resurrection. It's about we do the death bit because of what we're going to gain in. You're all trying to help me out. I love it. I love it. You're so good. You're in it. You're in it, aren't you? And you keep awake because you know I might miss it at some point and I might need your help. So you're all kind of there thinking, where's he going? Yes. But we are believing in the resurrection. It's the resurrection when we come out. I want to say to you, there is amazing power in baptism. It is not just a symbol and a ritual that you go through. So often people have had things broken in their life as they have gone. Why? Because it's an act of obedience. You see, Jesus was baptized by full immersion, and all the apostles were. Peter, even the Philippian eunuch, when he's when he's going with the eunuch, and he's running along the chariot, and then he's explaining what the Bible is, the passage that he's reading, and then eventually the eunuch says, "Well, you know, can I be baptized?" And he says, "Yes, there's a pool nearby," and they go into the water, so they come out resurrected. So they come out is that sign of coming out to new life. And that's what it's all about, is having that understanding of it. You're going to live differently when you come out. Amen? Now, hopefully you've made that decision already and you're already living differently. But what's fantastic is, I mean, the God can use that act of obedience to bring around something changes in your life. It is amazing. Kath, for example, she went into the baptistry when she was only a child. I don't know, I can't remember what age it was. But I wasn't there at the time, just in case you wonder. But when she went in, there were some things in her life that actually, when she came out, were broken. Many times gypsies confess to the fact that when they get baptized, that they no longer have a compulsion to lie and to steal and to gamble and to do all the things. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Why? Not because suddenly that they've decided, but actually it's that act of obedience, and God is looking for you and I to be obedient. It demonstrates, that's what these young guys are doing, it's demonstrating to you and I that they love Jesus. It's a demonstration of their faith. It illustrates what's happened in their life, if they've died to their old life and they're living to their new life. Amen? Amen. I haven't gone into great depth. Yep. If you want more depth, come on our membership course and I'll spend about an hour on it. Okay. Father, we want to thank you for every one of these young men today that has chosen to follow you. Lord, when we see them, Lord, it reminds us of the day we gave our life to you. The day, Lord, that we obeyed you. The day we went into the water. The day we said yes to you. Father, I pray today for any who are here today who have never said yes to you, that today they would be willing to, Lord, to step out and to say yes. I pray, Lord, that it would be a considered decision. Pray, Lord, that it wouldn't be a decision just based on feelings, not a decision based on because someone else wants them to make a decision. But I pray today, Lord, that each one would make a decision for themselves, that nobody else can talk them out of. A decision that they make that lasts them for the rest of their earthly life, that will send them into eternity with rejoicing and rewards. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord, for all who are here today who, through this symbolism being reenacted before them, are reminded of their own baptism and their own commitment. I pray today for each one that, Lord, that wants to rededicate their life to you. I pray, Lord, today that, Lord, that you would fill them with your Spirit. I pray that they would know that, Lord, that following you, that each day when they come to you, you will give them the power. You will give them the energy in their life. You will give them that ability to choose the right thing, to do the right thing, all because, Lord, of that commitment that was made. I ask for this right now in Jesus' name, that your name would be glorified. And we say, Lord, we are rejoicing with you in heaven over those who have said yes to following you, loving you, and choosing you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening today. If this message spoke to you and you would like prayer, or perhaps this is your first time listening, then we'd love to connect with you at www.thedestinychurch.co.uk/connect. You're welcome to join us every Sunday in person or online at 11 a.m.